Locker room chats here tonight, continuing on KNZA. Brandon Tamma, we're joined now by the Horton boys basketball coach, David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. The Chargers opening up the McLouth midseason tournaments earlier in the week with a win over Maranatha Academy. But right now, the Chargers in a good spot, playing some good basketball here over the last couple of weeks. But, Coach, you know, we were talking a little bit before we popped on the air here about the comeback fashion that your team had to put together, you know, defeating Maranatha in that first round, 55-51 on Monday night. Guys got in some foul trouble early, got down 9 at halftime, and even double digits early in the third quarter. But you guys were able to turn it on and come away with the four-point win. Just talk about the adversity and kind of the fight that your team had to put together in that second half to come away with that first round win.
Yeah, we did. We got in a little foul trouble early in the game, and you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, you hope some guys step up and fill those spots, and they did a solid job. We get a little more limited offensively when we have some guys out, but defensively they kept us in the game. And we were within striking distance. We gave up a 3 late in the half, if I'm not mistaken, to make that spread. And it was, you know, halftime, we had a little coming to Jesus time, I guess you could say, a little gut check. You know, you've got to decide sometimes whether or not you're going to really start looking at the things that we try to portray or give out to them in the scouting reports and whatnot. And I thought the second half, about midway through the third quarter, is when we really turned it on. We did start pressuring a little bit defensively, and we've been doing that. We've been experimenting with that a little bit all year, and you're midway through the season. We may have to sell out on a little bit because we were able to pass several turns. You know, it took a little while to get over the hump. We got within one several times, even with possession, and just couldn't quite get over. But once we did, then we were able to seal it later, hitting free throws. So, you know, they're a nice team. I think their record was a little deceiving. They play in a tough league conference there, that Kaw Valley, and with Bishop Seabury, Ward, and those type of teams. And, you know, they've got some decent players, some solid players, and it was a good win for us. You know, you wish you would get that big, you know, turnaround at the beginning of the game so you kind of work from there. But that's like you said, facing a little adversity and coming over. I mean, it was a similar thing last Friday. We struggled a little bit, but our defense kept us in, and we were both games out. And, you know, a win's a win. You always take them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, we talked a few weeks ago, you know, after that first loss out of the break to Jackson Heights, 3 straight wins since then. Who's played well for you here the last few weeks?
Oh, there's been several kids. You know, of course, Dante Masqua has been playing very well inside for us, and he was one of the kids that got in foul trouble. And, it hurts you when you lose a kid like that. You know, Jackson Moman's come on and played well for us. He's getting a little more aggressive. You know, Cooper Struby off the bench, Luke McAfee. Kids, you know, playing well. Tave Kabia, you know, really kept us in the game at Jackson Heights, giving us an opportunity to win late, and we just couldn't quite pull it off. But, you know, he hit key 3 free throws the other night. We had a little illness. We were missing a kid last week, but you know, Reagan Knutson came back the other day, played very well. And, you know, off the bench, we have a young man hadn't played for quite a while, Grayson Sturt, or lanky 6'4", gave us some good minutes the other night when Dante was down. So I don't know. We have several kids. I can't really pinpoint too many of them, but you know, they all give great effort. You know, Dalton Niosi off the bench does a good job for us too. And, you know, if I'm missing anyone, I, you know, can't think of it right now, but it's, you know, it was a good team effort the other night. We played a lot of kids, and we had to, and they kept us where we needed to be in striking distance, and then we were able to take care of business late.
Well, let's talk about the opponent for the semifinals here tonight. You get the host in McLouth. It'll be your first tilt with them. You got a regular season matchup later on in February, of course, but talk about this McLouth team. What do they have and bring to the table, and kind of the expectations for this semifinal here tonight?
Well, they have a lot of kids coming back, you know, from last year. They've been kind of playing a lot of basketball for the last several years, these older kids now. And, you know, they've gotten a lot better over the last couple of years. And I fully expect them to just be, you know, especially coming over from football. They, you know, had some success there, and they've done some good things this year, watching them a little bit on film. And they're going to be very aggressive. They're going to get after it. So, you know, we'll have to handle some of that. We'll be at their place. I know it gets a little loud down there, so, you know, we'll have to take care of business. Hopefully we can come out strong early and then, you know, set the tone a little bit and go from there.
Got to correct myself there. The semifinal is tomorrow night, 6:45. They'll take on McLeod. Yeah. The other half is Morehill Mounts Academy and Bishop Ward. That appears to be a pretty good game on paper as well. But Horton taking on McLeod tomorrow night. Again, the semifinals over at the MIT. That is David Losey joining us again. Horton boys basketball coach brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck the rest of this tournament, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you.